Hello, Tom Castaldi here on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with us on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's history. Our stop today takes us to a well-recognized and popular landmark known as the Lincoln Tower, located at 113 East Berry Street, Indiana's first skyscraper. Construction of the tower began less than a month before the stock market crash of October 1929 that signaled the beginning of the Great Depression. Completed in November 1930 at a cost of $1.3 million, the 312-foot tower was for many years Indiana's tallest building. Its design, developed by the Cleveland firm of Walker & Weeks, was based on the Tribune Tower in Chicago. The Lincoln National Bank that built the tower had been born in a boom time in Fort Wayne. Theodore Wentz and Samuel Foster founded the bank on May 20, 1905, as the German-American Bank. Despite stiff competition, the German-American prospered, and in 1914 organized the Lincoln Trust Company. With America's entry on the side of the Allies against Germany in World War I, anti-German feelings were so strong that the bank changed its name to the Lincoln National Bank in 1918. The Lincoln Tower is itself a monument to the German immigrants of Fort Wayne. The project was conceived and directed by Charles Bushing, a first-generation German immigrant who was the president of the Lincoln National Bank and Trust Company from 1929 to 1962. A.M. Strauss, a German immigrant, was the local architect, and the construction firm of Bushing and Hagerman, a partnership of German immigrants, built the tower. The Lincoln National Bank and Trust Company continued in this building until its sale in 1993. Then in 1999, Tower Financial Corporation's Tower Bank brought the business of banking back to the tower's lobby and office spaces. Another institution with a great German heritage was the Teutonia Building Loan and Savings Association, which began on March 22, 1893. The events of World War I, however, caused this proudly patriotic company in 1918 to change its name to the Home Loan and Savings Association. Home Loan made its head office at 132 East Berry in 1916. It was one of only three financial institutions to survive the Great Depression. After a name change to Home Loan Bank in 1992, Old Kent Financial bought the bank in 2000. Typifying an era of bank consolidations, Fifth Third finalized its purchase of the famed old institution on April 2, 2001. Across the street to the northeast at 215 East Berry Street stands the Electron Building. Designed by Fort Wayne architects John Wing and Marshall Mahurin, the Electron Building was erected in 1895. The name Electron, inscribed on the cornice at the top of the building, reflected the business interests in early electrical engineering of the principal owner of the building, Ronald T. McDonnell, a founder of the Fort Wayne Jenny Electric Light Company. From 1898 to 1902, the Electron Building served as the Allen County Courthouse during construction of the present courthouse. In 1904, the Electron was the home of the Allen County Public Library while its first permanent facility was being built. In 1912, the seven-year-old Lincoln National Life Insurance Company purchased the building, which it occupied until 1923, when a new Lincoln National Life building was completed on Harrison Street. The interior of the Electron Building was remodeled into law offices in 1986. All things seem to change as time goes by, and time has caught up with us for now. I'm Tom Castaldi, inviting you to join with me next time on the Heritage Trail.